Okay, today's Daf Nazir is Daf Chaf Vav. Daf Chaf Vav and Mesechas Nazir. We continue our little discussion, 3-4 blad here, of a couple of blad of Karbonis. Karbonis of a Nazir, until we get back to Daf on Daf Chaf Ches, we get back to regular Inyanim of Nazirus. But we continue. What happened with the Mosar, the Karbonis of a Nazir that cannot be offered as regular Karbonis of a Nazir, because something happened. Originally, we got into this based on the Hafara of her husband, but yesterday we got into, let's say that Nazir died, so we learned a bit that there is a Halakha L'Moshe Misinai, that if a Nazir separates his Karbonos, and they are Sasum, he doesn't designate specifically what his Karbonis should be for, and then let's say he dies, so all of them could be offered for Kayetz HaMizbeach, meaning during the time when the Mizbeach is quiet. We don't want it to be quiet. We want to be mechabi the mizbeach by having a lot of karbanos on the mizbeach. So we are makrav olos, just to keep it busy. So these karbanos of the nazir can be offered l'kayetz mizbeach, even though they were, set aside for the karbanos of naziris, which are shlamim and chatas and ola. But still, because they weren't specifically designated as such, they were just a package. These are my karbanos. So then the halacha Moshe B'Sinai says that they can be offered all as olos. So the Gemara picks up on that. Second to last line on Chaf Hei Mabes. Amar Mar, halacha hi benazir. So we learned yesterday that from Rabbi Yochanan that this halacha Moshe B'Sinai, we spoke about the Rambam, whether it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai or a halacha that we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, but not dafke halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But yesterday we learned that it's halacha in by a nazir. So he has the Gemara Vesulaka. There's no other group. There's no other halacha Moshe B'Sinai specifically by karbanos of a nazir. What about? I'll give you another example, says the Gemara, where the same halacha applies. And then the question is, why did we say specifically about a nazir? V'hatanya, we learned in a braisa, v'shar chai v'kinen shabbat Torah. Number of times, in a number of situations, we find that a person is obligated to bring a pair of birds. For a yoledes. A yoledes has to bring a pair of birds, a woman who has a baby, or a mitzora, last week's parsha. Pair of birds, or a zav, or a zava. Also, pair of birds if they're a zava gadola, right? A riyah for 3 days, or a zav. So in all those cases, a person has to bring a pair of birds. Also, another example is a carbon olive yored. Right? Mitzor is an example, but also a parshas vayikra. Sometimes the Torah has a sliding scale based on the financial level of a person. If you're poor, if you're rich, you bring an animal. If you're poor, you bring birds. Sometimes if you're very poor, you bring flour. That's by the olive yored in parshas vayikra. Mitzora doesn't go that far down. But anyway, sometimes you have different levels of financial ability in terms of karbanos. So in any of those cases, v'shar chai v'kinen shabbat Torah, she'efrishu mos l'kineyem, they set aside money for their birds. A kan is a pair of birds. Mesechas kinim is all about pairs of birds that get mixed up. So let's say you have one of these people that set aside their birds, and as the Mefarish adds in on top, then they became rich. So let's say you have a mitzora, that's the most obvious example, as we'll see, a mitzora that sets aside a pair of birds, and then the mitzora becomes rich. So no longer can he be yotzei with birds, but now he has to bring animals. So what's the halacha? Ratza lahavi behen chatas behema yavi. Olas behema yavi. If he wants to use the entire value of both of those birds to bring either a chatas or an ola, he can, and then he can just add in more money for the other animal. The first half of this has nothing to do with us now. It's going to be the second half. But this is the halacha. Again, he sets aside two birds for a chatas and an ola. Once he becomes rich, he could sell those birds and use the money to buy either a chatas behema, which is much more expensive, or an olas behema, and then supply the rest with his with money just from his own pocket. The Tosfos Beit Haparetz here points out that the only one of the people who are obligated to bring kinim, that this line really fits in, is mitzora. Because a mitzora that gets rich has to bring a chatas and an ola animal. All the other ones, by the ola v'yoreds in Parshas Vayikra, which I think is a shvuas ha'edus, is one of the ola v'yoreds. And somebody swears that they don't know testimony, that they admit. And others, tumas mikdash, is a kumah that you walk into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tameh, bishogeg. That's a carbon ola v'yored. So those, if you If a person gets rich, they just bring a chatas. They don't bring an ola. So if you say that the chatas, it's one case here, that he can take the birds and bring a chatas or an ola, so then it's only, it must be talking about mitzorah. Because the mitzorah, once the mitzorah gets rich, then they have to bring a chatas or and an ola animal. So that's the first case of the brisa. Again, he sets aside money for birds. Halacha is, you can change them all to one. We'll learn tomorrow, it's really at the end of today's daf, but we're going to do it tomorrow, and that is, when you have a pair of birds, you have a choice, really. Who designates the birds as a chatas and an ola? You have a pair of birds, one's a chatas, one's an ola. The owner could do it. When I give it to the Kohen, I could say, this is my chatas, this is my ola, or I could say, here's a pair. And the Kohen could do it. I leave it for the Kohen to do it. So this is obviously a case where he left it for the Kohen to do. He was mafrish, and he didn't designate, and then he became rich before he got a chance to do it, before the Kohen got a chance to do it. So they could both be brought, sold, and the money could be used for one of the animals. Mace, v'hayilo mu'ostumin, yipulunadava. But what if he dies? If the person who was obligated, let's say the mitzora, dies, and now you have this mu'ostumin, this money that was designated for the birds, what's the halacha? Yipulunadava. They could be used for a nadava, which is for olos on the mizbeach. Question mark. All right, so the question is, so you see the same halacha applies to chayve kinin as applied yesterday to the karbanos of a nazir. So why do we specify that the halacha of Moshe Sinai is by nazir? By nazir, if he dies and the karbanos were designated, they could be used for ketz on mizbeach. So to here, by chayve kinin. So why do we leave that out? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Tana nazir v'chayve kinin d'damule. When we say nazir, we mean all karbanos that are similar to nazir are also included in the halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. How are they similar? What's similar? So Tosfos explains, any time that you're chayiv more than one karban for a certain event, most of the time you're chayiv one karban. I'm machal Shabbos b'shogeg, I have to bring a karban chatas. I do another aveir, I have to bring a karban ashem. Something happens to me, I have to bring a karban toda. Usually it's one thing. So when the halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai says nazir, it must be including other situations that are like nazir where you bring more than one. For example, chayv kinin. Chayv kinin are also an example where you bring more than one. This is what Tosfa says. Tosfa says on Dibur HaMaschol, the second one on top, Tana nazir v'chod adamilei, yish b'farshim, da'alacha kach nishis v'chod adamilei, v'yiptar b'may dami l'nazir, how is it similar to nazir? Third line, shemivin al davar echad, shnei karbanos, kamo nazir al naziruso, v'yoledes u'mitzora, shemivin gamheim al davar echad, beiz karbanos. Right, you don't find this so often, but once in a while you have cases where you bring more than one carbon for one event, so that's what's included in the halacha Moshe b'Sinai as well. Case of another tama, you also have asham involved. So I'm not sure if the halacha Moshe b'Sinai was said. We had it specifically where you have chatas in the mix. You have to have the chatas in the mix, but with the shlamim or the ola or both. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's also by another tama. I'm not sure. So I have to look it up. Okay, so that's the first part. The Gemara said, isn't this included? The Gemara says, yeah, it's included also. Continues the Gemara. V'la'afuke meha. La'afuke meha. Usually la'afuke meha means this Mishnah is against the following Braisa. That's what la'afuke usually means, and that's how some Rishonim understand this. Tosfos does not. Tosfos doesn't say it here, but it's the same idea as Lishna denazir Mishuna. It's not you. This word is not used in the normal way it's used. La'afuke here just means this a halacha. Halacha Moshe b'Sinai. That you have a group of birds that can be used all for an ola. It's different than the following halacha. But not that there's a machlokas here. It's just different than the following halacha where it does not apply. For the following Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Mishay mechuyev chatas v'amar harei alai ola. I'm mechuyev chatas. I was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, and I'm chayev to bring a chatas. And I go over, and I all of a sudden, I make a neder that I have to bring an ola. So now I have two things to bring. I'm mechuyev chatas, and now I just promise that I'm going to bring an ola. The hifresh mos, and then I separate money. The amar hare elu l'chavasi. I separate money, I say, this is for my obligation. This is for my obligation. So, what does that mean? What does that mean? I was first obligated to bring a chatos, and then I said, I hereby obligate myself to bring an ola, and then I designate money, I say, this is for my money. This is for my carbon. So what do I bring out of that money? Which carbon do I bring out of that money? So Gemara says, Ratzel lavi ben chatas behema, you want to bring a chatas? Lo yavi, tough. Can't bring a chatas because you said this is for your obligation. And your obligation includes ola. Ola's behema lo yavi. You want to bring an ola? You can't bring just an ola because your obligation also includes a chatas. So you're stuck. You can't bring either one of them. You have to bring both. You have to bring some of the money for the chatas and some of the money for the ola. But you can't just bring one. Right? So that's different than the brisa that we just said, that if you have the two birds and then you become rich, so then you could sell it and use that whole money for the chatas or for the ola animal. That's different than this case, where you say, Hare il chovasi, you want to use one or the other, not good enough. Mace. Let's just finish, then we'll talk more about that. Mace v'hayilamo stumin yachal yam ha-melech. If the person dies and he has... Yeah, he didn't specify. He said Ariel Chavasi. So there's nothing to do. You just have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Again, because you have Chatas money mixed in here, and that can't be brought la'achar misa. So therefore, you have to throw everything to the Yam HaMelech. 2 points. Number one, Tosas. Number one, Tosas. Number two, the Rambam. Number one, Tosas. Tosas asks, why can't you? Let's look at Tosas. Vitzarech. Let's start with Tosas. Asked the same question a number of times. Vitzarech Ian. The middle, like fifth to last skinny line. Vitzarech Ian asked Tosfos on the first line of this brisa. Again, what's the case? Person's chayav achatas. Then all of a sudden he says, "I hereby obligate myself to bring an ola," and then he separates money and says, "This is for my obligations. This is for my obligation or luchovasi." So it says Tosfos, why is he stuck? Vitzarech Ian, the maishna de la'el gabri hifresh mos ratzal lahavi chatas bahen yavi ola yavi v'lar mina dafrasha ha'isul shnehem dafka ela biyado lahavi mikula no chatas ola. Why can't you use it all for one? Why is a person stuck here? He says ha'ra'ilu l'chavasi. Why can, just like at the top of the amud, what, you used it all for one? So why can't you use it all for one? So Tosfos has two answers. First wide line. V'shema yesh lomar ki amar b'lashon zeh l'chovasi mashma l'kol mashehu chayiv. One answer is that no, because when a person said this is for my obligation, it must be for all your obligation up until now, and you're obligated in two things. So that's where it's an umdano. We assume that's what you mean. You're chayiv an ola, you're chayiv a chatas. You say here this money's for my obligation, so it must include both. Hilka chafresh ha'is l'shneim. That's what we assume, that the separation designated the money was for both of them. V'lo yuchal lahavi b'kula nechon mayem. Avol nezirusa ola tzaraso. Earlier, what did he just say? He separated something for his tzaras. Who says it's for all his tzaras? Maybe it's for part of it. Mashma shapar l'bixas nezirusa l'bixas tzaraso. It says Tosfos, it's just an umdana, the difference in language. L'chovasi, we assume, means for all his obligation. L'nezirusi, maybe not. Maybe it means for part of my naziris, for part of my karbonat saras. So it's just a language issue. The first answer says Tosfos. Yep.
Honestly, Tosfos,
the Gemara is contrasted. The Gemara is asking, why is it contrasted? It is contrasted. Tosfos is asking why. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. This part of it is lav dafka. I mean, the part that Tosfos, the contrast is on the first line of that brisa. First line of the brisa, which is if Rishamos l'kinei, you can use it all for one and all for the other. Lachamosh v'sidai was the second half, which is, all goes to the ketsa mizbeach. It all goes for nedava. So this is not specifically asking on that part of it. Tosfos again asks, I understand the distinction, but why? Why is there a distinction? So answer number one is that there's a difference between the language of l'chovasi or the language of l'nezirusi. But then he has a second answer that's not based on language, based on substance. The odish l'chalek, fifth medium line. There's another distinction. Again, what is he bothered by? The case where I designate two birds and I say this is for my saras, so it's a chadas and an ola, and then I get rich. The brisa says I could sell this and bring the money, use all the money for a chadas or for an ola. And then the next case, though, if I designate l'chovasi and I'm chayav a chadas and an ola, I can't use it for one or the other. I have to use it for both. So why? So says Tosfos. Earlier, all the karbanos of a nazir or a mitzora are a package. There could be connections between. Yes, one's a chalas, one's an ola, but really, because they're all one package, you could all use it all for one and all for the other. They could go together. Because there's connections there, you could slide from one side to the other side. It's not two totally separate karbanas. Hilka kishahashir maybe bikulan ochadas ola. Even though one's a chadas, one's an ola, they're connected. and the chatas can be used for an ola, ola can be used for a chatas, so it's all from one mechayev. Aval hacha, de mechuyev chatas, michelev sha'acha. What happened here? I ate shreif, I'm chayev a chatas, and then I decided I want to bring an ola. There's no connection between those two ideas. But ola nadura, labnei kadbaksa ninun. They're not one package, and therefore, there's no, if you say I have to bring it for my obligation, you can't bring the two together. You have to bring some for this one and some for that one. It's not like the earlier case where, yeah, there's one chadis and one ola, but it's really had came from one mechayev. And therefore, it would be easier to slide to one side and not have to use it for both. So those are two important deyas and tosfos, what the difference is between this case and the earlier case. And the Sharm Zianim Balacha just has the ha'ara on the second answer of tosfos, that it's easier to slide from one to the other, if it's b'nei box, chad baksa, if it's one package. So he quotes, maybe this is connected to an idea in Hilchot Tzedakah. Hilchot Tzedakah, we know, if you collect money for one thing, you cannot change it for something else, if it was collected. If you write for one tzedakah organization, it's got to go to that tzedakah organization. Collect it for Moshe Chitim, it's got to be used for Moshe Chitim. It can't be used for temple upkeep, right? So, can't change it. What happens, says the Shulchan Aruch, has been reishon and tas, Hilchot Tzedakah, Stokosh is not vilitzorach base akneses. Stokas that were collected for a shul. O litzorach base almin, or for a cemetery. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yecholin b'nei ha'ir l'shanosim litzorach base ha'medrish o Talmud Torah. They're allowed to use it for Talmud Torah. Afilu ma'bailu ma'akvin, because that's considered going up. Ma'ilim b'kdusha. Could go up from a shul, or from a base akneses to a Talmud Torah. Avalobi Talmud Torah litzorach base akneses. But you can't go from Talmud Torah, money to be used for Talmud Torah, for temple upkeep, for the shul necessities. But the Pisachei Tshuva says there, this is quoted here by the Sharim Sadeh Balacha, Ayin B'Tshuvas Har HaKarmel, Le'inyin, Im Rashoy HaGabai Likach Mimos Talmud Torah, Lasos Malbush, Le'na'ar Echad, Hagun, She'en L'Bameles Kasos. Let's say there's a child that can't afford yeshiva. He can't afford a coat to go outside to be able to go to yeshiva. Are you allowed to use money collected for Talmud Torah, for the yeshiva, to buy him a coat in order that he'll be able to go learn? Says the Pisachei Tshuva, that's b'nei chad baksa ninu. That's considered one type. Considered one type, and therefore one pack, one sug, and that's not considered a change. That's not mishanin mitzdaka litzdaka, that's considered one. They lelech leis rabba loma because of rashoi. Talbasha zu atzma mikri Talmud Torah. Keep him to goreim law. Right, you're causing him to learn. So therefore, says the Pisachei Tshuva, it's not considered a switch. So says the Bashar Mitzvah Balacha, puts that here with this Tosfos, where the Tosfos says also, all the karbanos of a Mitzorah, all the karbanos of a Nazir are all one package, and therefore, even though you start off with a chathas and an ola bird, you can afterwards, when you get rich, go to a chathas animal or an ola animal. It doesn't have to be split up half and half. So that is all point number one. That was Tosfos related to this Braisa. But then we have the Rambam related to this Braisa. Again, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, I'm chayav achatas, and I say, oh, I want to bring an ola. And I say, hare elu l'cho, I designate money, hare elu l'cho vasi. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? You have to split it. Some chatas, some ola. You can't use it one for the one for the other. So the Rambam seemed to have another girsa. Because the Rambam has just the opposite. Just the opposite. The Rambam says, that hilchas psule hamukdashin, perek hey halacha yud gimel. Here's the case. Mishahayim mechuyav chatas. Right, it might come up. Right, let's say, here you buy a base on Mikdash, this is going to be built today, and let's say we owe a chatos, well, many of us probably owe a lot of chatos, and then we say, well, all of a sudden we want to give a present to Hashem, we say, Harei Alai Ola. So then we say, Harei Elul Chavasi. So what's the halacha? Bishayim Bukhuyev Chatos, Faber Harei Alai Ola, Vehifresh Bos, Faber Elul Chavasi. What does the Rambam say? Ratzel Lavi Ben Chatos, Yavi. Olas Behema, Yavi. It's the opposite. The Rambam says, you can do either or. Either or, says the Rambam. What's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam says, Mefurish against it. The Rambam said, he must have had a different girsa, but our girsa makes much more sense. Umistavra says, the Rambam, to hachihu, our girsa. Kivan dama harei alai ola, nasa hakol choba alav, v'chatas v'olam u'raven man. Because once he says harei alai ola, I got two different chiyuvim. So I don't understand this. I don't understand the Rambam's girsa. So, two answers, two pshatim for the Rambam. Two pshatim for the Rambam. And the Ravid even adds, even more so, what's the next line of the Rambam? Let's say the person dies, what's the halacha? You have to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. That the Rambam doesn't change. That second half of the Braisa. doesn't change. So if the person dies, you have Chathas and Ola mixed in here, so you have to throw it to the Yamamelach. But before the person dies, he's allowed to give either or. Why does that make sense? Either or, but usually Yamamelach means it's mixed in and you have no way out. So when the person's alive, you also should have no way out. You should have to use some for the Chathas and some for the Ola. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Kirkas both say, they change the Gersa a little bit. Maybe the Gersa should be, they say, Chatas ha'ola yavi, chatas mehema yavi, ola lo yavi. Why? Why is that a little better? Because they say, vatamavuar, dolo shavik inish mi lahavi, mashaha yachayev mikodem. A person is very orderly. A person probably took care of the obligations that he had first. Umevi mashin is chayev acharkach. Right? If he's chayev achatas, and then he's chayev an ola, he must have meant chatas. So that's what the Rambam's Gersa should be. Right? If he wants to bring a chatas mehema, yavi. Ola's mehema, lo yavi. That should be the Gersa. The kol shekein biyos mashin is chayev tchil achatas, mashin is chayev achak ola. A person always takes care of his earlier obligations first, and his later obligations later. Especially bar karbanah, says the Rambam. So says the Kesef Mishnah, maybe that's what the Rambam means. I just thought maybe you could connect this to a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Ches. Then we'll get to the second shot of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, right, what did the Kesef Mishnah just say? You always take care of your early obligations first. What happens? Somebody forgets to daven or misses the zman of Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Mincha. So we know this halacha called Tashlumin. You could always make up a Shemona Esrei in the next one. You can't skip. If you miss two, you can't make up five. You can't make up, it's only the previous one. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I forgot Shabbos Mincha. So what do? I have to daven two Meirvs. So that itself is a machlokas Rishonim. Do I daven two Meirvs in that situation? Some Rishonim say no. Why? Because what are you going to daven? You're going to daven a weekday Shemona Esrei. How does that help for Shabbos Mincha? Right? How does that help for Shabbos Mincha? So some Rishonim say you don't even daven there. But we paskin you do. We paskin that you make it up in the next Shemona Esrei. When do you say Atachon Antanu? In which one do you say Atachon Antanu? So the halacha is, you have to say Atachon Antanu in which one Esrei? The first one. Because you always, by Tashlum and the halacha is, the first one is always what you are obligated at that moment. And the second one is the extra one, the Tashlum and the makeup. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Tov lo ispa, this is Simin Kuf Chesif Yud. Tov lo ispala mincha b'Shabbos, you didn't have a mincha on Shabbos, mispala b'motzi Shabbos shtayim shalchol. You have to dive into weekdish one answers. Ma'avdil barishona, ve'ina ma'avdil b'shniyah, and you say Atachon Antanu in the first one and not in the second one. But let's say the person is orderly. Like the Kesef Mishnah says, we always go in order. So, let's say I say Atachon Antanu only in the second one. Because the first one I wanted to be a makeup for the mincha. And the second one, you know what the halacha is? I got to daven again. Because the halacha is, by tashlumin, you have to do what you're chayivin now first. And if you said Atachon Antanu only in the second one, that's being megala your das, that your first one is for Shabbos mincha, and that's wrong. That can't be. Your first one has to be for right now. So we only count your second one. Then you have to have a third one to make up for the Shabbos mincha. That's the halacha. V'imlo hivdol barishon, v'imlo b'shniyah. Shniyah also lo, rishon lo also lo. Right? The second one works, the second one doesn't work. Right? It's better if you would have forgotten in both. Not saying it in either, or saying it in both. Saying it in both, or not saying it in both, that would be fine. It's only because you said it only in the second one, and not in the first one. That is the problem. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. To be boy leilach, do mechova shaita bereisha. You have to do what you're obligated in now first. Buhu gila daito. By saying it only in the second one, you revealed your dash is pala rishon l'tashlumin, that the first one was the makeup, and that's not good. L'chei tzarech lachzu l'spala achas l'tashlumin b'la'av dala. But, the Mishnah Berurah does add, if you dafka had kavana that the first one is your now, your obligation, the second one is tashlumin, and you just messed up by mistake, so then we'll count it. But generally, if you only said it in the second one, you know, it's probably because you wanted the first one to be the earlier one. Yeah.
Why? But if you forget the Atachon Antanu, you don't have to repeat anyway.
Right. If you forget the Atachon Antanu, you don't have to repeat anyway. So therefore,
even if you forgot in the first one.
So if you forgot in the first one, so then. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. If you tell us that really the first one is the one that you wanted to say for now, and the second one is your makeup, and you say to them, well, I forgot it in my first one, so then maybe we won't make you repeat. But if you specifically didn't do it in your first one, because you're counting that for your Shabbos Mincha, because like the Kesef Mishnah here says, you always want to fulfill your earlier obligations first. So that's why a person might do this. That's why it's connected to here. And he only says the second one for the later, so then we would make the person say a third Shemona Esrei. Yeah?
So what are you doing with the money? Half and half.
You said,
what does it say?
The Gemara just says you can't use it all for one. The Gemara says you can't use it all for one.
But
It's contrasting to the earlier case where you can use it all for one. So again, this is the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yavi, Yavi. So one pshat of the Rambam is that maybe he says you can bring the chatas and not the ola, because you always try to fulfill your early obligations first. The other answer, by the Lecha Mishnah, and this is kind of contrasting, because what did the next case say? After he dies, so that he throws it to the Yam HaMelech. So the Lecha Mishnah says, no, pashat. If the person says, Lachavasi, you know why the Rambam says, Yavi, Yavi? Because when he brings it for one of them, he's explaining what he meant earlier. It must be this is what he meant. He said, this is for my obligation. Then he uses it all for the chata. So the Lecha Mishnah says, it must be that he's explaining his earlier words now. Earlier he said, this is for my obligation. Now he's bringing it for the Ola, so he's bringing it for the Ola. Chatas for the chatas. If he dies, then we don't know. Then you got to throw it to the Yam HaMelech, because that we don't know. The Lecha Mishnah says, that's one of the difference when he's alive and after he dies. And that's what Rabbi Meir Simcha also says. Chlisha Meir Simcha doesn't, he says, I am Lecha Mishnah after he says it, but it seems to be the same shot, that if a person says L'chavas, he's explaining the Girsa of the Rambam. It's against our Gemara. It's the opposite. But he's explaining the Girsa of the Rambam, that in this case, he could bring whatever he wants, because we could say he's just explaining what he had originally meant. Okay, period. Let's go further. We're up to Amar Rav Ashi. So again, we're still talking about the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of the Nazir. Amar Rav Ashi. Remember the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if I'm a Nazir and I designate my karbanos, so if they're stumin, so that's when the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai applies. Meaning if I didn't designate which of this money is going to be for the chatas or for the ola or for the shlamim, they're stumin. But if they are mifurashin, well they are, but if they are mifurashin, they are specified for each one, that, and then something happens, either there's hafaro or then the Nazir dies, so then the chatas has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, and then the shlamim money is used for shlamim, and the ola money is used for ola. Fine. So now we're just going to have two opinions. What exactly does it mean, stumin and mifurashin? Amar Rav Ashi. Hata amin mifurashin lo. That which we said, that the halacha l'moshe b'sinai does not apply to mufurashin, lo tema da'amar elu l'chatasi ve'elu l'olasi ve'elu l'shalmi. It's not only, what's mufurash? It's not only if I go to the money and say, this money is for my chatas, this for my ola, this for my shlamim, ela afilu amar elu l'chatasi u'la'olasi u'la'shalmi, mufurashin hein. Even if I point to the whole pile of money and say, this is for my chatas, ola, and shlamim. I didn't specify which money, but I say those words, this is for my chatas, ola, and shlamim. Boom, I already cannot apply the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, because that is called Mefurish. And the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, as the Rashi explains, is when it's totally sasum. I don't mention my obligation at all. I just say, this money is for my Nazirus. But if I say, for my Kabbalah Nazirus. But if I start talking about my obligations, then I say it's as if there's Chatas money in here, and Ola money in here, and it's already designated, and therefore I'm stuck. What do you mean I'm stuck? Tosva says, you got to throw it all out. So that you're stuck, because you did, it's designated enough that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai doesn't apply, but it's not designated enough that you could really separate it. Tosfos has a nice wording here. Tosfos says that the difference between, look at the second wide line of Tosfos. Second wide line of Tosfos. V'lav hainu din de mifurashin de masnisan de ka'amar de ola tikrav ola. This isn't totally mifurish that you can now take each of the money and use it for the separate karbanas. De hasam mivurarin hein. There's a difference between mifurashin and mivurarin, says Tosfos. Mifurashin, explicated, that's enough to say that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai doesn't apply. You have chatas in here, and ola in here, and shlamim in here. But it's not mivurar, it's not totally clear where you can take some of the money and use it for a chatas, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and for the ola, and for the shlamim. Mivurarin damalalu l'chatas halal l'shlamim. Tosfos is chilek between mifurashin and mivurarin. That's Shitas Tosfos, meaning it's mefurish enough, but it's not mevurah. The Meiri here quotes otherwise. The Meiri here says, no, it's even mevurah, meaning you can take some of this money and use it for the chatas, and for the ola, and for the shlamim. Even though the person didn't designate, just saying chatas, ola, and shlamim is enough for it to be mevurah, the Meiri says. That is one definition of the line between sasam and mefurish. Go to the next line of the Gemara, v'ika da'amre, or even further. Amar Rav Ashi, lo tema ad amar elo l'chatasi ulo lasi l'shalmi. Not only is it mufurash if a person says this money is for my chatas ola and shlamim, ela afilu amar elo l'chovasi. Even if all the person says is this money is for my obligations, harehen kimefurashin. That's even enough to get out of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai is very limited. It's only where it's totally susim. I say to my money, this is for my naziris. But the second that I say this is for my chova, that already smacks of labeling it already as a chatas, a real chatas, to make chatas, and you have to throw the whole thing to the Yam HaMelech. So that is, today is what the definitions are of Sasim and Mefurish. Period. Next, Amar Rava. Another limitation. Had Amran Ma'ostumin Yipulun Adava. That which we said, Tosis alluded to this yesterday, that which we said, that if you have Ma'ostumin, real Stumin, Yipulun Adava, remember that's the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that we're talking about here, the last three blot, where the Nazir separates money for his Karbanis, and then he dies, so you could use all that money for Olos, for Nadavis, for Kesab Isbeach. So what happens? Im Naflat Bechatis Bibineyam. Let's say you take out the Chatas amount from there. Meaning, you have your kabbalas, you have the money for the naziris, and the nazir takes out some of the money and says, I'm going to use this for my chatas. So what's left in this pile? Shlamim and ola money. So says Rava, harehenkim for Russian. So then the halacha Moshe B'Sinai doesn't apply anymore. Meaning, you got to use some of the money for the shlamim and some of the money for the ola. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and Tosafot alluded to this yesterday, only applies if you have chatas mixed up in there also. But it's not mefurish. It's just a chatas money included in the sasum group. But if you take out the chatas money, and you only have shlamim and ola money in there, so then the halacha Moshe B'Sinai does not apply. The Mefarish here says, third to last line, what does it mean? What's the literal translation of im nafla, if it fell out? So the Mefarish says, im ne'evano nifrad, kishir demei chatas mi b'neihem. If somehow just the amount of money for a chatas falls out. So the Karanora asks, what does that mean? If some money falls out, why would you say that's chatos money? Why isn't it shlamim money? Why isn't it ola money? If money just falls out and you weren't korei shame at all, so he just doesn't understand the mafarish. He says, no, it's only if you take out money and say, this is the chatos money. So then the chatos money is not in there. But if $10 falls out of the package, why is that more chatos than ola and shlamim? So he just leaves it as a question. Weiter, Tani Kavasi to Rava. A proof to Rava. Again, Rava said that once the chatas money is removed, there's no more halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and therefore you just have to give the karmanas as they are, shlamim for shlamim, ola for ola. So Rava says, if a person says, Eilula chatasi, v'hashar l'shar nezirusi, if a person has two piles of money and says, this is for my chatas, and the rest is for my other karmanas of a nazir, meaning he separated them. So what's the halacha? To make chatas yochel yam hamelach. You got to throw the chatas money, and then the nazir dies. Right, the make chatas you have to throw to the sea. V'hashar yavi chasil olav chasil shlamim. That's already a riot to Rava. Because you see, the chatas money is not included in the package, and therefore you don't say you give it all for nedavis, for olas on the mizbeach, but you say the chatas money gets thrown in the yam hamelach, and the other money, and the shlamim and the olam money, you bring half of it for olas, and half of it for shlamim. Okay. Umo'alin, the Brisa continues. Once we bring the Brisa, we're going to continue. Umo'alin b'kulon, ve'ein mo'alin b'biksasan. And do you violate mi'ila by that money? If you use that money, do you violate mi'ila? Only if you use all of it, not just a little bit of it. Tosfos here says it doesn't mean all of it, it means the majority of it. If you use the majority of this money, you violate mi'ila. Which money? You have money here that's designated for shlamim and ola. So the Gemara says, yeah, if you use most of it, you're going to violate mi'ila. Why? Because a carbon shlamim doesn't have me'ila by it. Shlamim is kachay kalim. Kachay kalim, there's no me'ila by kachay kalim, only by kachay kachim. So if you use less than half of this money, then who says you violated? Maybe you're using all the shlamim money. But if you use 51%, then you vadai are using some ola money, and therefore there's me'ila. That's what this means. Umalid bakulan. You violate when you use all, which means majority, says Tosas. Tosas says, right, we're in the middle of that Tosas Vashar. Across from where the rush starts. Umalid bakulan and Mashabish Mede Ola Sheshla Meila Vlavdavka bakulan. Who are the Baruba? If you use the majority of the money, you violate Meila, but not only if you use a little bit, because then you could say it's all being used for Shlame money. That is the first half. But let's just finish. I'll take the question. Elu La'olasi. What about the other way? Let's say you designated. Right, your three karbanis for a nazir. You say this pile is for my ola v'hashar l'shar nezirusi, and the other pile has chatas and shlamim money in it. So then, to be ola yavi ola, then the ola money has to be brought for an ola. But what about the rest? Umali b'ahed, and there's mi'ila by the ola money because an ola is kashi kashim v'hashar. And what about the chatas and the shlamim money? Yiplu l'nedava. Right? Why? That's the halacha Moshe b'Sinai. When you have chatas money mixed in with either shlamim and ola, or shlamim or ola, but you didn't designate yet which is chatas and which is the other one, that's the halacha Moshe b'Sinai, that it's all offered as olas on the mizbeach. And then we just add umalin b'kula me'lon b'miksasin. Again, it's only me'ila by the majority, not by the minority. Why? According to our girsa, because what's in this pile? You have shlamim and chatas. So if you only use a minority, maybe you're only using the shlamim money. So therefore, we say that there's only me'ila if you use the majority of it. Period. Yeah, you had a question. Rav's chiddush is no. Rav's chiddush is if you don't have the chatas money mixed in, let's say shlamim and ola money. So the chiddush is that you have to know you have to use the shlamim money for shlamim. The halacha Moshe b'Sinai, you would have thought use it for olas.
But you only need it when there's chatas money mixed in, because the chatas only one specifically connected.
It's a chiddush. You need it more when the chatas money is mixed in, because the chatas you should throw it all to the Yamamelach. But the shlamim you have to know. You have to bring the, let's say the Baal wants some meat. You got to use it. You use it all for olas, or you use it for shlamim. It's different carbon. Tosafos asks a question though. Tosafos asks, so what did the Gemara just say? If I have a pile of money that's ola, the pile of money in the seifa of the brisa, which is designated for what? Which two karbanos? The chatas and the shlamim. The chatas and the shlamim. So what's the halacha? It's all going to be used for an ola. But what does the Gemara? What did the brisa say? If you only use a minority of it, you're not going to violate me'ila. Because that could be designated for the shlamim money. You have to use 51%. Ask Tosafos 1 minute. What's the halacha with this money? The halacha of this money is that we're going to use it all for olas. So why isn't it meal and everything? So what? When you made this pile of money, you wanted some of it to be chatos and some of it to be shlamim. But lamaisa now, the halacha of Moshe b'Sinai tells me, you use it all for ola. So why isn't there meal by any drop of it? You have to use 51%? Tosafos, third to last skinny line in Tosafos. Third to last skinny line. The Hiksha Haram. The Lamalo Yimalu. Afilu B'miksas. What do you mean you have to use the majority of it? Even a little bit. To Kivan de Noflin Kulan Linadava. Since you're using it all for olas, so that's so what? That you, when you made this pile, you had wanted some of it to be a shlamim and some of it to be a chatas. But Lamaisa, what's the halacha? You use it all for olas. So they should all be designated as olas, and there should be me'ila by a little bit of it. Da'ai to olas l'keitza mizbeach. But Sarach Lomar says Tosafos is a huge chiddush. First medium line. Tosafos says no. It must be, even though this shlabim and chatas money can now all be used, is now going to be used for an ola, it's not called ola yet until it's used. Da'at shas hakrava shemakrivo la'ola lo nafak mishem shlamim shahayolam adhena. In other words, this is shlamim money that you're allowed, that you have to use for an ola. It's not called an ola yet. It's switched, but it's still called shlamim right now. And that's why there's no me'ila. The Vilna Gaon obviously cannot handle this chiddush. So that's why you need 51%. Because
until you bring it.
Until, well, half of it is chatas. So there's me'ila by that 50%. So you have to, once you use 51%, you definitely use some chatas, violated with some chatas money. And that's why you definitely violate. 49%, it could be all shlamim money. So that's why there's not going to be me'ila. The Vilna Gaon obviously cannot handle this chiddush. That's why he changes the gears of our Gemara. The Vilna Gaon, and the Karanora says the same thing. He doesn't change the gears, he just argues on Tosafos. But the Vilna Gaon here, you see the Hagos HaGra in the Aleph, in the bracketed Aleph. The Gra just changes our gears up. He changes to it Umalin Bahen. There's me'ila by them, period, even a little bit. Because he says, no, it's already designated as an Ola, it's going to be an Ola. He thinks Tosafos Kasha is so great that there's no answer. So that's why he changes the gears. Period. Let's continue. Then, if we have time, we'll talk about Mi'il a little bit. Amar Rav Huna Marav. Continuing. Lo Shanu Ela Ma'os. When do we say that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai applies? Only if we're talking about money. Designated, unspecified money. Avol Behema Harihi Ki Mefureshes. But by an animal, it's Mefurish. What does this mean, by an animal? Big Machlokas. The Mefarish here, and the first day in Tosafos says, let's say you designated three animals that are ra'ui to be the karbanos of a nazir. A male, a female, three animals. Says, but you didn't designate them. You said a package. These three animals are going to be for my naziris. But it's obvious, says the Mefaresh, that the male one is going to be used for the ola, because olas only come from males. The female one is going to be used for the chatos, because chatos only come from females. The ayil is going to be used for the shlamim, because that's the only one that can be used for shlamim. So you didn't say, this one is for this, this one is for that, but lemaisa, you designated three animals for your kabbanis of a nazir, so we know which one are going to be used. So, even though, says Rafuna Marav, even though you didn't specify, it's as if you specified. That's the sheet of the Mefarish. Tosfos does not like that approach for various reasons. Tosfos says in the fifth medium line below Nira, I don't know what the Chiddush would be. That's obvious. So he gives a different shot. Tosfos gives a different shot about the eighth medium line in that Dibur Maskel. Lachei Nira de Mayri Bebeima de Lochaz Yilrazer. No! You designated three animals that are not fit for a carbon Aziris. Three cows. Three cows! Right, a cow is females. You can't bring a cow for an ola. Ola has to be a zachar, and the chatas of a nazir also cannot be a cow. It has to be a kevis. So says the says Tosfos. That's what happened here. Three animals that are not fit to be a nazir. So says Tosfos. That's kilu himafurish. Why is it kilu himafurish? Why? What do you mean? You didn't say you're gonna have to sell it. You have to sell them, and then why isn't that like money that's sasum? So Tosfos explains in the next line that it's going to take you a while to sell these because you have to wait till they get a mum. You have to wait till they get a mum and then sell them. So because it's going to take a while, we're worried that in the interim, you'll designate this animal's money should be chatas, this animal's money should be... We're worried that you designated. So that's why anything that's going to take a long time that's not liquid right now, we're going to consider mefurish. That's going to be the halacha. That's going to help us understand the next line. That's how Tosfos understands the sheet of Rav. Only by money, which is liquid, right now you can switch it, so we're not worried that in the interim you're going to designate. Aval behema harikim beforeshes. By an animal, it's as if it's beforesh because we're worried. Amar of Nachman, had amri behema harikim beforeshes. Another limit. The fact that a behema is considered beforeshes, loshanu ela tamima. That's only by a tamim animal without a mum. Tosfos explains, because that animal has kedushas aguf. And you're going to have to wait till it gets a mum. It's going to take a while till it gets a mum and to sell it. That's why it's not liquid. I have a balas mum, but if it's a balas mum, you can sell it right away. So we're not worried that you're going to designate in the interim, because it's a short time. How are you going to stuma? So then that's still called stuma. Period. Continuing. Aval naskalo. But let's say you have a piece of silver. A raw piece of silver, not money. Also there, it's not called stum, it's called mefurish. Again, shitas Tosfos, Tosfos' whole svara is, because it's not liquid, it's going to take you a while to sell it, to get it into money, so we're worried that you're going to designate in the interim. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, afilu naskha. No, even a piece of a silver is pretty liquid enough for me, and we're not worried. Aval sav svar shel koros lo. But if you have a pile of beams, that's very hard to sell. Pile of beams is going to be hard to sell, so therefore if you designate three piles of beams for your karbanis of a nazir, so in that case we consider it mefurish, and the halacha Moshe Sinai would not apply. Period. Okay, remember, just maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow's Amun Aleph is a large Tosfos, but maybe we'll talk a little bit about Me'ilah tomorrow morning, what the Mechayev is of Me'ilah, what we mentioned in the past from Reb Chaim and from Reb Yosef Engel. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will... continue.